Hey, welcome to Outside the Room, y'all. I'm CG Funk, your host, and I really appreciate you joining me. This show is designed for massage therapists and estheticians to honor and support the great work you do and to share with you the bigger world of wellness that you are a part of. I'd like to thank Massage Heights and ABMP, who are the exclusive sponsors for Outside the Room. ABMP has recently joined us as a sponsor, and they are truly an organization that supports massage therapists and estheticians and the massage and skincare industries through their associations. For membership information, please visit abmp.com or ascp.com. Now on to our guest. Susie is the chair and CEO of the Global Wellness Institute, the wellness industry's leading global research and educational resource. She is also the co-founder, chair, and CEO of the Global Wellness Summit, recognized as a leading authority on wellness trends. Susie sits on numerous academic and industry boards and is a member of the World Economic Forum's Accelerating Health and Wellness Initiative. One very interesting thing about this amazing woman is she started her career many years ago in the spa industry as a fitness instructor, and she is now a powerful voice for wellness in every arena, personal, political, and social. So let's welcome Susie Ellis to Outside the Room. Well, Susie Ellis, it is such an honor to have you on the show today. I am so excited for this conversation, and I really appreciate you taking the time to do this with us. How are you?
I'm fine, CG. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
Well, people are going to be thrilled when they hear your story. So I'm going to throw some questions at you and see where our conversation goes. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Okay, cool. So your journey, and you guys, for the audience out there, the folks listening and watching, this is a total episode about wellness. And Susie Ellis exemplifies a wellness journey and a wellness career. So we're going to be talking a lot about her early days and then what she's up to now. And then she's going to share some special thoughts with you at the end. So Susie, your wellness, your journey in wellness seems to start even before there was a wellness or spa industry. Tell us about your college years and the Gammy Phi Circus. I'm very fascinated by this.
Sure. And you're right that this is the 70s when I graduated from college and I had my first job. There was no wellness industry. We didn't even use the term wellness. There were some spas, but we didn't talk about a spa industry. So there was basically fitness and there was massage and, you know, aesthetics. But the industry part came later. But when I was in college and I went to Illinois State University, there was a Gamma Phi Circus. Basically, it was the gymnastics club that put together something in the spring where there were costumes and, you know, circus acts. But most of it was about gymnastics, and that was my background. And you know, it was a fun way to do gymnastics because I wasn't really a competitive gymnast, but I was a gymnast. So I started in fitness. I majored in exercise, physical education and recreation administration. And then when I graduated, I got my first job in a spa. And that's how I started my career. And it was in the fitness part of it.
That's amazing. So before there was a wellness industry, you were very interested in the physical capabilities of the human body, but also looking at how we take care of ourselves. And this was, for all of you youngins out there, this was the time period, the decade really, where people were coming out, you know, with exercise videos and you know, health supplements. So it was just the beginning of what's been created today. Now, I know that you worked a few years as an exercise instructor, and then you went to the Golden Door. And the Golden Door, for those of you that don't know this, was one of the first destination health resorts in the country. Now, how in the world did you find your way from Illinois to the Golden Door, which is in California, by the way?
Yes, and the Golden Door is what is really known now as a destination spa. It's a place where people came and they stayed for a week, and you know, they would do a lot of exercise, and they would get massages every day, actually, and they would have a facial every day, and have healthy food, and so on, and you know, that's really where I started. I was doing the exercise. They hired me, Deborah Zaki hired me as a physical education teacher at the Golden Door. And the way I found my way there is I actually, right after college, you know, we had to do an internship at Illinois State. And rather than doing an internship at a physical education regular program, I worked at a spa actually in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It was called Tom Young's Health Spa. And again, I did the exercise there. And that was my internship. And that's what got me into that arena. And then I had heard about the Golden Door because it was actually quite famous. A lot of celebrities would go there. And so it had quite a bit of PR.
You know, and, you know, speaking of Deborah, you know, she's been a mentor for you, a friend, and they call her the grandmother of spa and wellness. How has that relationship impacted your life and your career journey through all those years?
Well, you know, I guess we all, most of us end up with a mentor. You know, we don't choose them. They just kind of, you know, develop in our lives. But I interviewed with Deborah, and this was in the 70s. So she was, I think, you know, near, you know, 50. And I, you know, I worked at the Golden Door, and I loved the Golden Door because people would come in on a Sunday and leave the next week, and they were transformed. So I saw what would happen when people had, you know, fresh air and exercise and good food and, you know, massage and all the beauty treatments and so on. And it was just really exciting. And I just loved the industry. Of course, I stayed in the industry, and Deborah was always there as a mentor. And as you probably know, CG, she is still alive, and she just celebrated her 100th birthday at Rancho La Puerta, because she started both Rancho La Puerta and the Golden Door. And I was very honored to be at her 100th, one of her 100th birthday parties at the ranch, which was just in May. So talk about a good example. But, you know, she was a great business person, and she took risks, and she did creative things. And we really, you know, became friends over the years, and I worked for her several times, and then ended up on her board, and I'm still on her board at Rancho La Puerta.
Well, Susie, it's really fascinating to hear about your roots and where you came from, and, you know, being at Golden Door at a time when that was a very unique experience, not only for the folks that were visiting there, but also for the people that work there. But, you know, I want fast forward now, because, you know, we're going to fast forward a few decades. and I had shared with our audience that in the introduction that you are the president and CEO of the Global Wellness Summit and the Global Wellness Institute. So for our folks out there listening, describe the Global Wellness Summit. Tell us the story of how that got started and what's happening today.
Well, the Global Wellness Summit is an annual event, happens once a year in a different part of the world. And this year, it'll be our 16th summit. And it started 16 years ago when there were a group of us at an event actually in Singapore. And we realized by now there was a spa industry. There are a lot of people talking about spas around the world, but there was no one gathering. There was a gathering in the U.S., iSpa. There was a gathering in Europe, and there were some gatherings in Asia. And we felt that, you know, there really should be a global gathering. So a group of us started that, and that was 16 years ago. And so since that time, we started in New York. We've been to Switzerland and Istanbul and Bali and Morocco and India and Singapore. And that has been a very, very valuable thing for people to gather and learn what's happening around the world. You know, nowadays, you know, with us all being so connected, collaborating is really a very valuable part of making good decisions. And so the Global Wellness Institute was born a little bit later than the summit. And now it's our nonprofit, and it exists. The The website gives away all kinds of free information to everyone and anyone. And so, you know, the mission of the Global Wellness Institute is empowering wellness for empowering wellness worldwide. And there's another piece that I think for this audience would be so interesting from that website, which is wellness evidence, which shows you the actual evidence for different modalities like massage, like sauna, and so on. So those are the two entities, and that's what I'm still very involved with today.
Yeah, I love that. And I think another part of the Global Wellness Summit are also the initiatives, because you have just hundreds of people volunteering their time. I call it volunteer leadership. And, you know, creating these initiatives that really hit a lot of the different areas of wellness. And I know that you know the initiative Massage Makes Me Happy and Healthy, the Global Massage Makes Me Happy initiative with Linda Solheim Wolf. And I don't know if you know that Massage Heights is a cornerstone partner for that initiative. Yep. We joined up last year. And so all of our massage therapists and estheticians, you know, we all celebrated last March 20th, and we're looking forward to celebrating this coming March 20th. But those initiatives, I think, are really interesting. And the audience might like to look at that. So visit globalwellnessinstitute.org.
That's right.
More information. Yeah. One of the things that I heard you say recently was that we need to focus on wellness for all. What does this mean to you? And what was the context in which you said that?
You know, what we realized, and, you know, having done this for many decades, you know, the spa industry really started at kind of an elite level. Because, I mean, when I worked at the Golden Door, it was the most expensive place you could go for spa. And at that time, there were only five places, you know, the Golden Door, the Greenhouse, Main Chance, a few places in Europe. But we started at an elite level. And then over time, it was obvious that, you know, it's important for, you know, lots of people, everybody really, to take care of themselves and have the opportunity to exercise and to eat healthy and to have a massage and to partake in some of the things that, you know, stress reduction and so on. And so wellness for all became something that became a little bit of a rallying cry. For example, Global Wellness Day, that's a very good example of where one day a year, this is in June, that Belgen has put together, where there's, you know, places give away some of their services so that people can experience something that they wouldn't necessarily perhaps indulge in or take the opportunity to do. And it just exposes more people. And then, of course, now there are places, and, you know, CG, what you're doing, you know, you've done such a contribution to make it more affordable for people to have a massage. But I think there's an effort now in recognizing that it is important that there's wellness for all.
I love that. And it really is not just about getting a massage or going to a spa, but like we talked to Belgen in the spring, you know, she would graciously came on to Outside the Room. So she was one of our guests. And she was talking about, you know, wellness means different things for different people and in different countries. And they had this whole, I can't even remember what country it was, but the whole, it might have been Myanmar, because it was the whole water. They couldn't get clean water. And so Global Wellness Day for them was going there to this tiny place and helping them, you know, get clean water for their communities and villages. You know, our audience is mostly made up of massage therapists and estheticians. And I know that you have you hold these types of careers, you know, in your heart, because you've seen the difference that these folks make every day through their, you know, healing hands and through their compassionate hearts. And so I'd love for them to hear from you, Susie Ellis, world renowned wellness industry icon, how important their work is. They would love to hear that from you.
Well, CG, thank you for asking me to express that, because I feel it, you know, deeply, because, you know, when it comes right down to it, and people do say that, you know, when, as you get older, your health is what's important. You know, it doesn't matter necessarily how much money you have and all of your degrees, but if you don't have your health, you know, that's a big thing. And so the people who are in this industry, and I do call it the wellness industry, because there's, you know, there's coaches, there's fitness, there's massage therapy, the aesthetics. There's so many ways to, you know, stress management, different ways to help people. But these are such important careers. And I would say also now there's more opportunity than even there was, you know, 40 years ago when I started. It's right now, there has never been more momentum in this arena. So I just, you know, I just want to encourage people to, you know, to jump in, get involved, and recognize that there's going to be opportunities that right now we don't see them. Money to be made that right now is not so obvious, because the reality is that this has become more important now than almost anything else, people's health and wellness. And so it is satisfying. I mean, you know, when you see someone that is, you know, really thriving, who wasn't, this is what happened when I was at the Golden Door. I would see the change in people in 1 week. Now, of course, you know, it needed to stay, and, you know, people needed, you know, reboots and so on. But, you know, I think especially like with massage, there's nothing that feels better, you know, how you can feel better in 1 hour or 40 minutes or even less. It's really quite extraordinary, and it's satisfying to have people, you know, be so appreciative of what you do, you know, when it comes to massage or even the aesthetics. I mean, how people feel better when they look better, or they feel like they look better, or they just get encouraged in that way. So it's just such an exciting arena, and I just see so much opportunity going forward.
Susie, thanks for sharing that, because I know that massage therapists and estheticians, you know, their work is quiet and it's behind closed doors, and they spend 80% of their time, you know, just workday with clients, and you know, coming out and being able to see that they're a part of this bigger world of wellness, and to have people like you, you know, talk directly to them, you know, it's really important for them and their, you know, their careers. And we just want to tell you, Susie and I both, how important you are and how much we appreciate all of the work that you do. And for me personally, Susie, and I'm sure you have stories too, some of my struggling times through life and in my darkest hours, and you know, whether it was, you know, emotional or physical challenges, I mean, massage and skincare has always been a huge component of seeing me through those times. You know, and we've spent this whole interview talking about wellness. So I would love to know what your wellness routine is. How do you take care of yourself, Susie? And what are some great self-care tips for our massage therapists and estheticians?
Well, I do think that taking care of ourselves has to be a priority, especially, you know what, we just do a better job in what we're doing if we are making ourselves a priority. So what I do, I certainly feel exercise is important. I do work out probably 6 days a week. I'm here in Miami, so I'll go out and walk, do a walk run, or I work out in my gym. I live in a condo that has a spa, the Exhale Spa. And that's really one of the reasons we moved here, is because that's, you know, the whole idea of living where it's easy to work out. I try to eat healthy, but I also adhere to, you know, moderation, everything in moderation, including moderation. So yes, I'll have a you know, margarita now and then, or, you know, some desserts, but I try to eat healthy. Keeping stress down is important. I think one thing I worked on for many years, and that has helped me a lot, is sleep health. I make sleep a real priority, going to bed early, getting good night's sleep, you know, quiet and so on. So I do those kind of things. And then I do have my own meditation practice that is every morning for about first 20 minutes. I find having time by myself with my thoughts, with my spiritual thoughts, is very helpful. So, and then the other thing that I've learned, because some of the hard times for me have been finding that having somebody really close to you that you can share your, you know, ups and downs with, mostly the downs, I guess, the friendship, having community, and especially a few close friends, that's been part of my self-care.
Well, all of that is lovely. And it's been amazing talking to you today, Susie Ellis. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're a very, very busy woman. And so I hope to actually see you in person one of these days soon. It's been a few years. We go way back to Bali. I don't remember what year that was when I first met you. And
yes.
I think that was
somewhere near 2011, 2012. That was a long time ago. A lot has happened. So, but congratulations on what you're doing. And I just, you know, I just really want to be part of the group that lifts up all of those who are doing, you know, some of the most difficult work in this self-care arena. So thank you for what you're doing.
Well, and you are. And sometimes I know that when we're working at a high level, like you and I have for many years, you know, we feel a little disconnect sometimes, you know, with what we're doing it for. You know, so just know that you are, you know, and you're a shining light for many, many people, and you definitely will go down in the history books of wellness.
Well, thank you for saying that. I just hope that there's impact in what I've done, and that, you know, that's the most important. And I think there's lots to do in the future. So, you know, it's taking a collaborative attitude, everyone working together. There's no one person really, you know, yeah, it's all of us. So I'm glad that you're part of the team, and hopefully people who are listening today are part of that also.
Well, yeah, you guys, you just heard from one of the greats. So thanks again, Susie, and talk soon.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, thank you for joining me today on Outside the Room. I'll look forward to seeing you next episode. From my heart to your heart, namaste.